Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Let's catch up with the Prairie Doc today. You can find him at prairiedoc.org and on SDPB television for On Call with the Prairie Doc on Thursday nights. And you can also find him here on In the Moment once a week when he joins us on the phone. Dr. Holm, welcome.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
We're going to talk today about the conversation that really never goes away because, you know, it's an important part of people's lives and public policy, and that's just an overall look at healthcare, public and private financing. So, Dr. Holm, where do you want to begin? Do you want to begin with, you know, goals of sort of how we should look at this question, this debate?
Right. Well, if you look at the major problem with healthcare financing, it's either one, access to health care, getting it. If you're a rich person, you can afford it. If you're not a rich person, you may not have access. And we know that that's harmful to your health. I mean, if you don't have access to it and you end up going to the emergency room late, you haven't done any of the preventive things, and it's just a more expensive thing. So access is very important. And I think in this country, which we say is the leading, wonderful, best country in the country in the world, a lot more people do not have access than many of the other countries that are as rich as we are and wealthy as a country. And so we don't have access up until about Obamacare, which covered, did about a B plus on access. The other major problem is cost. Our cost is twice as much as the next 10 countries, and our quality, as measured multiple times, is not as good as it should be. It's just not up to snuff in that regard. So what can we do to improve access and to improve and reduce the cost would be the major questions that we, our leaders, should be addressing.
And it's not our imagination. I mean, sometimes it's easy to say this is a, you know, political football that people throw back and forth, but real people are impacted by this every single day.
Right. I mean, and it's been an issue that I've watched, and I've tried to be involved and desperately read everything that I can read about it, and I've not been happy how it's been going.
Right.
So if there are two ways to pay for it, I think, and it comes down to it. One was the Herbert Walker Bush plan, which was to have insurance companies do it. And Obama went with the Bush plan, actually, which was to save insurance industry, which is a huge industry in our country, and to try to work with them to make it so that people have access. So brought everybody in so everybody can get insurance. Because prior to this, the way that insurance companies had to survive would be to dump sick people. And that's what they were doing increasingly so, and resulting in worse and worse health care for America. And so access came. And the Republican, and they, but they didn't work with the Republicans. And the Republicans were not happy and basically said, we're going to get rid of it, no matter how good it was, no matter if it was patterned after what the Bushes wanted. And I think that political football has been beat to death. And the long and the short of it is now they're going to take away the requirement that everybody have insurance, which is a blow to the insurance industry, because if everybody doesn't have to have it, then and you have to take everybody, then what will happen is they'll wait until they're sick, and then they'll get insurance.
Right.
So this is a bad thing.
But the problem is always the cost.
Well, and you know, the Republicans had an opportunity to come up with a plan, a method to reduce cost, or figure a way to address the cost, and the only thing that they came up with was dumping the requirement that people had to have insurance, or that dumping people, moving things to the local, to states, which would not bring uniformity to access. And then when a person from Alabama moves to California, what is California going to do with the Alabama person? I mean, you know, that whole thing. So I'm not happy with the way that the Republicans have responded. I'm not necessarily happy with Obamacare either, but it's done as much as it can with access, My personal belief is that if everybody had access, including foreigners, because if foreigners come to our emergency room, the hospital has to do everything anyway. It's just that they don't get paid.
So the Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land, but when we look at the GOP tax reform policy, there's, a proposal to get rid of the mandates, and there's just things that are being tied to it, and I haven't checked in this morning to see where that's at, so I might be a little off on what the current situation is. But very quickly, in about a minute, where do we go from here? What's the next thing that we need to do?
We either fix the insurance industry such that everybody has access and figure a way that insurance industry can control costs, and I think that's doable. But it needs to be done. Or we go to a single-payer system and give Medicare for all. And it's one or the other. We need to do, and Medicare for all needs to have some control so that we can control costs. We have got to address the cost issue. So that's it. I know that it sounds lofty and all that, but I think if we could get our legislators to work together, Republicans and Democrats, then we could get it. We could do it.
Well, we just had a conversation with a NASA engineer who helped put a rover on Mars. So we should lofty.
We should be able to do this.
Lofty isn't beyond our reach, is it?
No, it is not. And I want to say tonight there's no show because it's TV fundraising time.
Sure.
But we're going to make a show that will occur over the Christmas break when our kids that are our camera people are gone.
Right.
So no on call tonight, but. We'll be making one, and you can watch it streaming if you go to prairiedoc.org.
Dr. Holm,
Facebook.
Thank you so much. We'll send people to that Facebook page.
Thank you, Laurie.